Heady. Gisborne, New Zealand, November 3, 1893. Mr. Heady, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Dear brother, your letter is received, and as I read the same, I could but feel sad that you have withheld yourself from the richest blessing that can be given to man. But I am grateful that you are turning unto the Lord with full purpose of heart. You have the promise, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Ask in my name, and I will do it." John 14:13-14. I have not the slightest doubt of the promise. The truth is, one who gave it, one who is verity and truth. I have not a doubt but Jesus is drawing you. The many prayers offered in your behalf, He is answering by awakening in your heart that great need you have of a personal Savior, one who can be to you everything that you need. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John 7:37. Every soul is of value with God, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. I thank the Lord that you have not been left to blindness of mind and hardness of heart. Christ is your owner. He suffered humiliation and agony, and a most humiliating, shameful death because He wanted to save you as His own child. He determined to rescue you from the slavery of sin. By His own power, He overcomes the strong man armed and takes away his prey from him, and makes you a man free from the slavery of sin. You can do no less than to give to God His own. Ye are not your own. Ye were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. If you come to Jesus now with contrition of soul, He will take you just as you are, sinful and polluted. He will take away your sins. He will give to you His own righteousness. You are to look to Him and believe in Him as your personal Savior, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Come to Jesus in faith with the simplicity of a child. Make an entire surrender and you have His words, "Him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out." John 6:37. In accepting Christ by genuine faith, you gain all heaven with this precious gift. Christ transforms the heart. "A new heart will I give thee." Ezekiel 36:26. He has made provision to do everything for the receiver that he needs to have done. Do not depend on feeling, but take that which you are convinced and know to be truth upon its own merits. If the minority are on its side, you are not to be discouraged. You have nothing to do with numbers. The inquiry is, what is truth? What saith the Scripture? In God's Word is our evidence, and oh, how much peace and blessing is lost in hesitating to fully obey the requirements of God. If the acceptance of truth involves a cross, and there is loss in business, you will naturally regret this. But you have everything to be thankful for that Christ has given you moral courage to take your stand under the banner of Prince Emmanuel. Having Christ, you have everything. Serving in Christ's army, you have good pay and assurance of an immortal inheritance and enduring substance, even an eternal weight of glory. In accepting Christ as your Savior, you have the richest blessing God can give to man. I can sincerely hope you will now make thorough work. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. Open the door and let Jesus in. I have arisen at 3 a.m. to write these lines. I send you enclosed a letter in answer to one who is in distress and suffering of mind. It may be an encouragement to you. I clasp your hand by faith and welcome you into the army of the Prince of Life, under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel.